Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine for Thursday, the 19th. Questions as of the Monday prior on the 16th. I pulled in one subsequent question, which sometimes I reserve the right to do. Okay, let's dive in. Cash and precious metals. Dear Catherine, this is my third email. And then there's a long email about credit unions and which one in your area would be better. So I don't make recommendations as to which institution is better. If you look at the time it would take to do a full due diligence, I used to do that for my investment advisory clients, but there's no way I can do that. And we don't run a rating service. So I would strongly recommend you look at the rating services, but I can't. That's not within our scope as a subscription service. Here's what I can tell you. You ask whether I prefer federal credit unions to state chartered. Usually I prefer a good state charter to a federal, but if you look at the state you're in one of the worst states. So I can't swear that federal will be worse than a state chartered. At the same time, I find that they're both federally insured. So because the insurance is the same sort of credit, I don't think there's as much difference as you might think. Again, in the really good states, you're going to get much higher quality regulation than you will in some of the states where the corruption has gotten much worse. Anyway, so in your case, I would focus on the quality of the board, the management, and personal recommendations are very, very important, and also meeting and walking around and seeing them. So one of the reasons I never liked to do this was when I was an investment advisor, I would have my client go meet, look at, talk to, so we kind of do it together. And that's one thing I recommend to people. If you want to do a deep due diligence, you know, think about getting together with a couple other people who are willing to do this, and you can share the responsibilities. But I assure you, any credit union or bank, if you said, you know, we have 3 or 5 or 10 people who are thinking of shifting their account, could you give us a presentation? They would be more than delighted. Anyway, you know, generally a great state, I always prefer to a federal charter, but it doesn't really matter, because if you have great board and management, it's more important. You can have a great state chartered regulator in a state and a lousy board and governance on a credit union. So again, the governance and management is going to be dominant. Anyway, I put some links into the wiki definition that sort of explains who's who. Cash Revolution, your idea about cash and Cash Friday is brilliant. I think we could up this and help small businesses if they gave discounts for cash. Yes, I think working out a way of doing cash and gold and silver with local businesses is great. You can work out a discount if you want. You just need to make sure under state law there's no issues related to discounts for cash, because sometimes you'll see law or regulation around that point. Hello, Catherine. My husband will be retiring soon, and the gap insurance coverage to get to Medicare is extremely expensive. Because of this, we're looking at health sharing plans. So I use Samaritan Ministries, which I had a fantastic experience with. I never had to call on it, but I was really impressed at how it worked. I don't know the other health sharing plans. I do know of people who've left the United States and gone abroad into a Latin American country with great health insurance and lived there until they could come back on Medicare. I will say this, even with Medicare, I think the U.S. hospital system has gotten very dangerous. So it takes a lot of knowledge to navigate it. If I was seriously ill, I'd much rather be seriously ill in Cuba than the United States. Anyway, do you think picking a plan based on the number of members is best? I don't know. Clearly, you want somebody with a significant size, but I just know very little about them other than my experience with Samaritan Ministries, which was excellent. We want whatever plan we pick to be around long-term and not fold due to lack of members, which means lack of money to share the expenses. What other criteria should we pay close attention to? I would want to read their financial statements. So I would really want a good understanding of how the operations had worked for the last couple of years. And I would really, again, due diligence the management and governance. That's always the first thing I look at. But if you're interested, you might want to take a look at international living and see what, you know, what countries with excellent healthcare plans and frankly, safer healthcare services may offer. Hi, Catherine. You may not be aware of financial interview podcaster named Eric Townsend. You describe he's missing the missing money while seemingly understanding the arc of a real pandemic fails to see the scamdemic. So my experience with people in who fit the profile of who you're describing, they really don't want to know. You know, there's nothing I can do for them because they really don't want to know. If they did want to know, they would be, you know, they would be already exploring that material. They're trying to find it's a certain kind of financial person who tries to be acceptable to the official narrative. And it's always a struggle to work with them. And I just decided many years ago to just break loose and not try and pursue that avenue just because I don't know where the truth leads, but I know the only time you get to any place worth taking action from, again, this is about the sources and uses of our time. You know, you need the truth to make sure you use your time well. And I can't afford to make adjustments. I can afford to make adjustments to protect somebody. If a subscriber has given me confidential information and asked me to keep it private, I can make adjustments to not, you know, to not violate that. I can make adjustments to make sure that somebody doesn't get hurt by me saying something, particularly an innocent person who certainly doesn't deserve that. But I can't make adjustments to try and figure out what the truth is because, you know, it's hard enough figuring out what it is without having to self-censor yourself. Anyway, so you said, I have a pretty diverse background as an investor. You have a great background. You have a lot of knowledge. I'm very impressed by your association with the Harlem Globetrotters. What a great group that was. So I really appreciate your offer. I'm very interested in understanding what the climate change rules will do to energy and to real estate. And if you could help me do that, that would be very appreciated. You see, a couple things I'm finding I need personally that other Solari might have. Medical professionals that aren't towing the line and recommending the injection of things like statins. I would seriously plug into Pam Popper in Ohio. Financial planners that aren't using the same efficient frontier. I've interviewed a few at this point, and they invest in a similar manner as the pension funds and insurance companies. Everyone is on the same side of the boat. I really need someone that can step in if something happens to me as I manage our investments personally. The only thing I can recommend is, this one's really hard. I do an ESG screen list in my investment advisory with a company that is a traditional asset manager. So you might want to talk to them. And then we've had a couple of financial advisors who, on the equity overview, who obviously know the Solari content and make an effort to integrate their understanding of what they're learning with Solari. So I would try some of the people that we had been on the equity overview, just talk to them about what they can and cannot do. But I would also talk to the company we work with on the screen. And they, you know, individually, they're struggling with the same issue we're all struggling. And I would just underscore the fact that, you know, we're looking at central control that intends to take all of our assets. So I keep coming back to there is no financial plan that protects your assets if there's no law. And the people centrally intend to steal everything. So I would strongly recommend you take some of your money and finance an army now. Because if our army isn't successful, we won't have any assets and there's nothing you can do to protect them. Catherine, I like to have documentation when I discuss the virus vaccine going direct. John Titus showed a video clip of a guy working for the Fed, Chris Whalen. I think that his name. Anyway, I sent you a link to the video that Titus used that one in. He's got some great clips in his latest video. His latest video is up on the website and also at the top of his Best Evidence channel on Vimeo, on YouTube. It's great. Dear Catherine, first, my greatest thanks for communicating the practice of your subscribers who ask if there's anything in my body that does not serve Christ, may it leave now. I have used that myself effectively and also with counseling a client, an RC millennial who had been jabbed, who immediately felt chills go up her spine too. A very effective tool and, in my opinion, divinely inspired, along the lines of, if we can face it, God can fix it. Please put it front and center in your prayer book. The second thanks is for the Thomas Meyer series, very useful and timely. I think you were right about the church deserting us and actually leading us astray in this perilous time. Now for the heads up. Here in, it's a place in the U.S. Heartland, the city encouraged folks to gather in a playing field at XXX to watch fireworks on July 4th, and quite a crowd was assembled. Just before the fireworks went off, as if on cue, a small black unmarked two-engine plane circled the crowd and released a thick, oily-looking black cloud behind it. I hoped it was an example of old-timing skywriting, but my inner guidance said no. The plane flew off to the east after circling the crowd once and releasing the fume again, and the fireworks began. Quite a display, too. CVD admissions to the hospital spiked the following week. The plane was black, unmarked, about the size of a Grumman S2T, and then there's a link here. I'm not happy about this. Then on August 8th, the same plane appeared at dusk and released a similar chemtrail in an area not too far from my house, a well-defined arc of dispersion, and then disappeared. As I was leaving town, and I did not track the admission rates, but a cursory examine of what was admitted using spiritual science only indicates A, the notorious graphene oxide known to facilitate magnetic driving of organ systems where it is deposited and easily aerosoled, B, fat, likely renderings from animal processing, C, hospital waste, as in previous chemtrail analysis. This likely contained various mycoplasma to degrade the immune terrain and homeostatic systems. This is a college town, the first ring of suburbs of a big city, and a good place for a test. I did feel somehow like the mouse in Flowers for Algernon, though. So if you could get the word out to subscribers about the small unmarked black plane with nasty exhaust, maybe we can start to assemble some ideas. I would like to get some better samples and do some thorough analysis so we can strategize appropriate defenses. Hopefully, a participant might put up a private website for communication. Okay, so I wanted to read that whole thing because Rappaport has often said, you know, it's important to understand in these kinds of health situations, it's never one thing, and that the people sort of releasing pathogens to get these things going always prefer chemical warfare to biological warfare because it's much easier to control, which would argue for doing things with spray that cause COVID cases to go up locally. And I've had reports from around the country of COVID cases from people who shouldn't be getting COVID. And it's deeply disturbing. And it's one of the reasons I keep telling everybody, you know, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin C and D and zinc, you want to have these stockpiled, not to deal with COVID-19, but to deal with whatever pathogens are coming our way. Because I think we're definitely dealing with the great poisoning. The continued information I get is that the whatever is in the injections, particularly the lipid toxicity, it increases toxicity and it suppresses immune system. And then people die of what they're weak of. There's a wonderful video by Ryan Cole, a pathologist in Idaho, talking about the explosive reports of, or explosive numbers of tests for cancer, herpes, shingle. That's exactly what happens when your immune system is compromised. And I've had subscribers write in and say it's remarkable the number of cancer reports they're getting from people after they've been vaccinated. You know, this is an extension of the great poisoning, which has been going on since, at least to my knowledge, the mid-90s. I think as soon as they couldn't get the budget deal, they decided that they were going to bring down life expectancy. And that is exactly what's been happening. But it's clearly whatever is in these injections, we know some, we don't know everything. It's clearly accelerating the great poisoning, and we all have to be very careful about that. If you're in a place where a plane starts to behave that way, get the hell out. Absolutely. Catherine saw this and thought of you. The legislation was proposed on August 8th. This is legislation that was proposed by a congressman to ensure that no one could travel on an airplane in the United States unless they were vaccinated. Now, sponsoring a bill, one guy sponsoring a bill and a bill having a chance of passing is a whole different thing. So I haven't seen the pile on here, but if you look at who did it, there's no doubt the wave is coming. It's a question of when. Okay, next question. As a born and raised San Franciscan, I am deeply offended by the way my hometown has turned into a spear point of tyranny, 12 and up, no less. San Francisco is mandating that residents 12 and up show proof of vaccination for most indoor activities as of next Friday, the first major city to do so. So if you live in San Francisco, I don't know why you're still there. I would get the hell out. So many people wrote in about the Tennessee executive order, which basically authorizes a Holocaust. It's the only way I can describe it. And yes, it is shocking, but it shows you the kind of control that the people who control the satellites and weather manipulation and fire from the sky have. You know, we're talking about military pressure and legal and financial pressure, which is extraordinary, because to get the Tennessee governor and legislature to go along with this is quite remarkable. If you read it, it's as frightening as it gets. It basically authorizes a Holocaust. Now, as a legal matter, you can't authorize, you know, genocide on this scale, but they're doing it. And I would say it's not an executive order. A governor by executive order cannot override the state constitution to this extent, but that's exactly what they did with FASB 56. And I think this raises a more profound question that I talked a lot with John Titus on Money and Markets this week, which is, if a society can be this blackmailed and this mind-controlled, then how is a complex civilization supposed to run? How is it that you can trust people to manage a nuclear facility? How is it you can trust people to manage a nuclear arsenal? How is it you can trust people to handle, you know, biological weapons labs? Because we're talking about a much more fundamental breakdown in the minds and the ethics and the lawfulness of the general population. It's pretty scary. I've had reports of very intelligent, well-educated people who are completely clueless about the science of the things they're dealing with. And it's that level of mind control is pretty frightening. I just had one person email me a report. They went to see a doctor locally who reported that one of their patients had a son who his three friends had invited him to come get the injection with them, COVID-19 injection, and their son had declined, and his three best friends got the injection and all three died. Can you imagine? It's frightening. Catherine, I just finished watching the Doctors for COVID Ethics Symposium. It was informative, moving, and motivating. I'm activated now, looking into switching banks tomorrow and spreading the word. This weekend, I'm flying to Chicago and United, and I'm going to bring the disclosure form for employees requiring vaccines to hand out to United employees. That's so great. Suggestion for you when you make restaurant reservations in these COVID times. Hi, table for two, please. Sure, your name, Jesse. Great. And how do you and your guest have your vaccination cards? We do. Can you tell us who our server will be? Looks like Brad will be your server tonight. Great. Can you show us Brad's vaccination card? And also, can you provide me with proof that Brad is not a carrier of HIV, hepatitis A, or B, or any other communicable diseases? Also, we would prefer not to be served by someone who is on or uses recreational drugs such as marijuana, cocaine, meth, fentanyl. So if you could provide us with Brad's most recent tox screen, that would be great. Also, proof he is a citizen. Let me get the manager for you. That would be great. Thanks. I just love this one. Okay, so somebody sent a link on trying to predict the death rate from people who've been injected. And I tend not to go here because I just think the human race is remarkably resilient. And I just pray that the great poisoning will not do what it might do. I think in the worst case, we're looking at significant deterioration. Now, I continue to believe, because of reports from around the world, that, you know, this is not one injection. Different places are getting different batches. We know lots of places have gotten saline solution. So the thing that killed the three boys that I just spoke about, you know, there are other places where people swear there's no adverse events anywhere around here. So this is very spotty, and it's back to John Rappaport. I think we're dealing with a very complex plan with very complex geocoded and GIS software designed distributions of very different things to different people. Question, how does that make any sense? If I ever heard about bacteria being resistant to antibiotics, wouldn't it make sense for a virus to become resistant to vaccines? Personally, I have no reason to believe that the Delta variant wasn't just created narrative. Viruses always mutate. So at any stage, you could name a new variant, a new one each week. But if these vaccines even work in the least, common sense would tell me a vaccine that does not prevent transmission would be driving mutations faster than anything else. Makes sense to me. Hello, Catherine. My question is, what would you do with an idea that can be stated in a page or that could change the momentum and public perception of the present vaccine situation? It's based on information that is available through the general media, but collected and looked at from a different perspective. I'm always happy to look at anything. I think, you know, the reality is that textual information is not going to have as big an impact as you think because of the mind control. I just think entrainment technology is a major force here. So, but I'm happy to look at anything you might want to share. And what I would do is publish it and circulate it. The most effective means I get is circulating things to the real leadership in the new media. And that's where it gets the best spread. So we publish, but we try and make sure that the other leaders in the new media really know about it and see the importance of it. Hi, Catherine. Hope everything is well. I would like to know your opinion regarding the so-called blackout. I don't believe it's going to happen. Okay, so this is about the Schwab saying that there are two more pandemic comings. One is the blackout, you know, cybersecurity issues, and the other is climate change. So I think climate change is the big one that they're going to push. Now, what they're going to try and do in terms of blackout is not blacking out everybody. They're going to try and shut down your ability to transact. One Connecticut university just told kids if they weren't vaccinated, they were going to get a fine of, I think it was $2,750, something like that. And they'd cut off their internet access. Nice people. As always, Catherine, thank you and your incredible Solaria team for being a beacon of hope for so many of us. I'm writing with a recommendation, comment, a question for you. I would like to recommend Peggy Hall. I love Peggy Hall. I'm a member of her site, so a regular donor or subscriber or something. But I love Peggy Hall, and we decided, thank you very much, to make her hero in the next coming week, because I agree with you. She's totally a hero, and she's just so focused on sovereign individuals, legal and human rights. Great stuff. Question, I'm trying to make my way through the news about Afghanistan. My heart truly breaks for human life. Do you mind sharing your thoughts on this? Yeah, so we talked about this in Money and Markets. Is this a distraction? Clearly, that's one of the goals. But the other issue is we did have to get out of Afghanistan. And it looks to me like Biden was set up big time on this. And the question is why? And so John and I discuss it in Money and Markets. I would recommend you take a look at that. Dear Catherine, I appreciate the information you provided through your channel. I've seen your Highwire episode and read your Telegram forum. Please, Australians are under martial law, not unlike any prison camp, with limited exercise and prohibited from leaving their home. They are coerced into taking the job by having to choose between life and livelihood. The entire system is corrupt. Medical police. How can we protect ourselves? A friend of mine is self-employed as a builder and now is expected to produce proof of vaccination to work. We're going to have to build independent societies without vaccination. We're going to have to do it. You know, we're all going to have to embrace living like the Amish is the only way I know. So, and it's hard because you can't do it alone. You can't provide your own energy, your own food, your own everything all by yourself. So we're going to have to find each other and just start. The Titanic is sinking. We're going to have to build arcs. And we have to do it because we're going to need healthy people to build forward when these guys fail, because I do think they're going to fail. What they're up to is, it's too complicated, it's too messy, it's too hard. But I think before it fails, we're just going to have a huge mess. And that's why we have to stay alive, endure, and build the kind of civilization. We do need a reset. So I think we just got to turtle forward and build the people's reset. And, you know, it's like when the Titanic sinks, start grabbing lumber and pieces of things that you can use to build an ark. Just grab what you can and go. Again, don't forget to finance your army. So check out the Take Action crowdfunding. You can find it on the homepage. Somebody asked, is this group Professor Farrell interviewed on Giza. I don't think so. I think you're referring to Pam Popper and Tom Renz's group. So we've had Tom on the Solari Report. I'm a member of Pam's site and I love her. So she's terrific. I haven't had her on the Solari Report yet, but that's on my list to do. Catherine, been wanting to access Ask Catherine, but somehow my Apple laptop would revert to a Hotmail account on and on. I'm a licensed therapist in California. I'm looking at your history. I plan to sell my condo. I'm looking. What I would do is I would get on connect.solari.com. I would certainly listen to the last couple of equity overviews and look at the Megalink collection we did in the first quarter equity overview. But I would get on connect.solari.com and connect in with the group of people who are doing really interesting things. There's one group in Arizona that's doing some fabulous things, but I would find some of the other people who are coming together and see who you might like to connect in with. But get on connect.solari.com. I was rear-ended last October. I thought it no big deal, did not get a lawyer, and now it turns out you have a problem. My question is, with everything going on, would you pursue something like this at this time? Yes, if your medical expenses are going to be significant, then I would go ahead and pursue it. I think you need to do that because the other party is liable, which means their insurance will pay. And it seems to me that that's what insurance is there for. And if you need it, you should go get it. Somewhere I read that Dick Durbin snuck a bill in restricting our access to over-the-counter supplements, i.e., vitamin D, requiring us to get supplements only through doctors. My understanding was that such a thing was proposed, but I didn't hear that it passed. I've searched and searched to see if it was stuck in the infrastructure bill, but most likely in the bloated $3.5 trillion. I'm hoping your team can find out. I don't know, but if anybody, I had heard that it was proposed, but not that it was passed, and I think I would have heard. But if anybody knows of whether or not this is passed in the $3.5 trillion, let me know. I will check around. Greetings, Catherine. Have you heard of the so-called Kazarian Mafia? Allegedly is morphed. So this is one idea of sort of who's the power within the Mr. Global structure. While this history may be accurate, it did give me a new lens on the current state of affairs that proved to be very interesting. There's no doubt that the intergenerational pools of capital, the Rockefeller pool, has been a very important part of the governance structure in the United States, and the Rothschild has been both in the United States and Europe. So those are two pools of intergenerational capital that are very important. There's no doubt about that. But I think it's easy to oversimplify some of these theories. So I never heard of the Khazarian Mafia until various internet sites talked about it, but I've never heard that term in the real world. So I don't know what to tell you. Thank you for all your insights and what you do. One of the things that we're looking for is what can be done to stop this tyranny in this tracks, especially in Canada. Do you believe a civil war may be in the horizon in the US and elsewhere? Are forces marshaling to take the tyranny on? There are many things that can be done to stop it, but one of the things is you have to shift your money because we're all financing the criminals. And the big thing is going to be the tax system. And we publish next week the CBDC by John Titus on central bank digital currencies. The third quarter wrap-up will be on the vaccine passports and taxation system. And I hope to have that published in September. So I think the question is, can you organize with people locally to shift the pension money, shift your own money, shift your bank accounts, shift your purchases, and we're going to have to shift the taxes. You've got to bring accountability to taxation. You can't let your tax money be spent in criminal ways. So the question is, can we return tax money to lawful expenditure? This series is blowing me away. I've been listening to David Icke for years, and it reminds me so much of his information. Not sure which series you're referring to. I think it might be the Gold Standard Symposium. I'm realizing how much I've been targeted. I also think, this was from Deep State Tactics. Anyway, so you suggested, so you've dealt with this kind of targeting, and you suggested some products for detox. Yeah, so the great poisoning is on. We're all going to have to detox. Catherine, why are you in Stavoren? It seems you've been there for quite a while. Do you plan on coming back to Tennessee anytime soon? If not, why? Does Stavoren represent some sort of safe haven? So I was in Stavoren on business when the lockdown started to complete my business. All the business stuff got frozen. It took me till October. Then the presidential election was on. And then when Biden won, I just felt it was much safer. I've told everybody, if I can come to the United States and be confident I could come back to Europe, I would go there very quickly. But I'm not confident I can return. And my concern is not the Europeans. My concern is the Biden administration, because I just think the lawlessness has gotten significant. Anyway, the other thing was I was starting to deal with physical harassment for the first time in many, many years in the United States, and I was not looking forward to it. So there was no doubt that when I got to Stavoren in February 2020, it was a relief to not be prepared to wake up quickly to deal with a home invasion. Anyway, so the thing to understand is before I came to Stavoren in February 2020, our video, much of our audio, and all of our printed materials, the graphic design, and some of the printing is done here. So we have, since 2015, we've had a very significant amount of our production coming from Stavoren, because Robert Duber, my Dutch partner, is here, and he's got a significant effort. The other thing is being here in terms of productivity is much superior to my setup in the United States, just because Stavoren has a lot more of the resources I need to do what I do. So it's, from a productivity standpoint, I'm very productive. Anyway, so the reason I'm still here is I don't feel it's safe to come back to the United States and get back to Stavoren. And as soon as I am confident I can do a round trip, I will. The reality is, if you can't travel without a vaccination, because that's probably coming, then the question is, how in the world, you know, am I going to have to get a freighter to the United States, and how do you get a freighter back? So, which is to say, I don't have a big long-term plan, because this is a world in which you can't have big long-term plans. When I created my home base, a lot of subscribers have this image of you pick a place and that's where you live and you put down roots and that's your home. Now, during the litigation, the way I stayed safe was I lived in four places on an unpredictable schedule and traveled a humongous amount. And I came to understand that safety, movement is life. You know, your ability to succeed in this environment is your ability to get up and move. You know, go find the people you need to connect with now. Go find the purpose that you're led to. So when I built the place in Tennessee, I bought a home and redid it. It was purposefully designed to be a base camp for somebody who would live all over the world and travel and keep traveling. And so I don't have an image of a home in the way that many, many people in our network do, because I don't think it is possible for me to do what I do and be safe in one place. I just don't think that's possible. My vision of my life is nomadic. And the other thing is, I don't worry about where I'm going to be next year, because you can't make long-term plans. I used to have a 10-year plan, a 5-year plan. You know, I used to think about 100-year plans. Now, during the litigation, I went to a lifestyle where if I could have a plan for the next 15 minutes, I was lucky. A good day, a great day, was I could have a plan for 24 hours and even accomplish it. So we're in a level of uncertainty and lawlessness where I don't have long-term plans. I mean, I have long-term dreams. I have long-term visions. But if it comes down to an operational plan, I have no idea where I'm going to be. I mean, I think I'm going to be in Stavoren next week. I really believe that. You know, but I can't. I have all sorts of places I want to go in September, but I keep telling everybody I want to go see in September. You know, this is all tentative. We'll see what the new lockdowns are. So you have to understand that I just don't look at my life the way most people do. I look at my life as, my purpose is to stay in right relationship with the Lord. And then wherever that leaves me every day, that's where I'm going to be. So I don't know what to tell you, other than I love the Netherlands and I love Tennessee too. So I would love, I just sometimes when I have a bad day, I'll go take a walk along the Isomere and call people I love in the United States. I just called somebody out in Texas and said, if I was in Tennessee, I would call you. I would be calling you today and saying, can I come over and visit for a week or two? I'd love to do that. Hi, Catherine. Received this from a friend who is a nurse here in Central Texas. After much consideration and long talks with some of my peers, we can finally say enough is enough. Just go out and get it already. It protects you, your family, and everyone in the community. It's been scientifically, mathematically, and statistically proven to make everyone safer. The communities that get them, that got them, are overwhelmingly safer. The chances of side effects or accidents are so unbelievably small that it's completely absurd not to get one already. Quit being selfish, quit arguing online, and go purchase a firearm. On the injection front, organized protests are heating up in the next few weeks, including the Capitol steps. You know, the only challenge, I'm a gun owner and I'm a great believer in owning a firearm, but the reality is, in a world where people can be this mind controlled, it's kind of scary. Questions on Afghanistan. Doctored video on Afghanistan speech. I never watched the stuff, but decided to turn it on because I wanted to see if they could give him enough medication to make it through the speech. What I saw was doctored video. I noticed that the area below the cheekbones was blurry. I texted a friend who thought the neck looked blurry too. I decided to videotape the screen with my phone, and the WHO bottom half of his face was altered. They were either blurring his wrinkles or there was something else going on in that speech. We are wondering what was behind the rapid collapse of Afghanistan. We contend the globalists control both sides. Regardless, note the announcements from today in the headlines. DOD to house up to 30,000 Afghan refugees on U.S. bases, which suggests this was planned in part of destroying a borders and national identity. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The whole thing on Afghanistan is very, very strange because clearly Biden was set up. Catherine, you can find many videos and articles on the subject. This is an NBC News clip from a few years ago. Bayer shipped AIDS tainted factor A drugs that it couldn't sell to other countries. The FDA asked that it be handled quickly and quietly. These people are not your friends. The only shocking thing is the NBC actually covered up the story. So I've been reading a book called The Empire of Pain about the Sackler's Oxycontin epidemic. And, you know, the reality is the pharmaceutical industry has been lying and poisoning people for many, many decades. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Then somebody had a question about the Quantron resonance system. Yes, I use a QRS. If you do a search for QRS, it's either on the homepage or the library, you'll find my description of it. There are pros and cons. I really like it. I feel like it just rebalances my electromagnetic field after I've spent too much time on computers. But I've read all the material I could find on it, but I can't tell you I'm an expert. Anyway, I use it and I like it, but I think you have to... I find with all of these different things that it's very personal, and methodologies that work for some just don't work for others. So yes, I use it. Let's see. Do you think the technology is worth looking into to mitigate the effects of 5G radiation or the damage that people are incurring from the injections? I just don't know. I mean, my feedback so far is nobody knows of anything that can heal people from the injections. And that will probably apply to all the mRNA technology they're planning on many other mRNA products. Hello, Celery folks. I am a current subscriber, but every so often there's something I would prefer to get a print copy. So you can just go to the bookstore and buy the print version. Is there any way we can get a print copy or permission to print out PDF? So subscribers have our permission to print out the PDF. So please feel free to print it out at any time you like. You can also go to the store and buy a print copy, and that way you don't have to do the print subscription. You can just buy the ones you want. Again, feel free to buy a print copy or feel free to print out the PDF, no problem. I would like to apologize for copying 3 book reviews. Okay, so I got this message. I responded individually. Any public content on the Celery Report, you're free to send out or forward. It's all public. All the book reviews are public. Please send them forward. I don't know why you thought you couldn't do that. Anything that's public, you feel free to print out, circulate, or to forward on. So there's plenty of public content on the site. And that's because we What we try and do is our basic assessment of any aspect of the world we try and offer publicly. And then if you want a deeper dive, you subscribe. And so you get, if you want to hear the deep dive on what we think is going on this week and the stories that are really important and the events that are really important, then you subscribe. You know, if you want to know how to find a good local bank or what percentage of your assets should hold in precious metals, all public. Local gatherings, also being discussed in Solaria Circles Connect. Anyone interested in a face-to-face meeting in New York in mid-September after FDA EUA approval of vaccines and enforcement? What I would do, I mean, definitely check with anybody on Connect that's in New York at that point, but you definitely want to check in with Children's Health Defense because they're very active in New York and they've got a lot of active groups. Then somebody sent in, so they're going, you guys are doing a great job. You're setting up a really resilient household. You have options, though, to have custodians, both US, UK, Poland, very interesting, or I guess Canada. So you have options, Canada, Poland, UK. We are living in Canada and facing an upcoming election that based on the USA results may very well follow suit so that Trudeau is the only answer. We are aware of the countries that are following the narrative and are being the poster child for W.F. Schwab Gates. What countries are doing better at pushback? All those I listed above are not doing any form of pushback. We are a family living in three countries, Canada, UK, Poland, and are happy to become a bit more nomadic following your may need to move. So I don't know, if you look at the power that's driving this, it's coming from space, which means it's everywhere. It's all countries everywhere. Now, I think some are going to be better than others. And it's impossible at this point to tell, you know, who's who. There's no doubt you're better off in a deeply remote area. I think in this kind of situation, if you can be really resilient. I also think you're better off if you can sort of get up and move and take a break from your place. But this is going to come everywhere. So I think the question for you is, where can you be with people who will push back with you? Because it's going to take a whole group of people. My guess is, if I had to guess now, there's certain states in the United States that are probably better. I would have said Tennessee was one of them, but we just saw an executive order from the governor basically authorizing rounding innocent people up and putting them into camps where, if you look at some of what's going on there, God knows what could happen. So again, I would just describe it as a Holocaust. The Scandinavian countries and Switzerland seem to be better than most. You've had a lot of places in India push back, and they're allowing people to have ivermectin, so there may be parts of India that are attractive. And we've had a lot of pushback in Africa. And they're very, you know, Africa's has a long tradition of using things like hydroxychloroquine, and it's widely available. So, but at the same time, we've seen all the African leaders who resisted the WHO agenda have been assassinated. So, or many have been assassinated. So, you know, something can look like the right place, and then it changes a month later. So, never forget after the assassination of the Tanzania president, somebody interviewed a German with his son who had left Germany and gone to Tanzania to basically so his son could have a good education without wearing masks. He was being interviewed and he said, "Where do I go now?" Which brings me back to my nomadic lifestyle. Right now, could I say, does Sweden and Denmark, or certainly Sweden or Switzerland, look better than the places that you're mentioning? Yes, but this is going to come down to every place. So the more you can find a good community of people who are willing to push back together and protect their local community and build a resilient community, the better off. Good morning, Catherine. This isn't a question, but thought you would be interested if you haven't seen it already. Yeah, so this is the DH bulletin saying, trying to cook up a situation where anybody and anything can be a domestic terrorist. Now, they keep trying to imply that it's violence, but if you read this carefully, anyone, including me, is a domestic terrorist. Now, my whole shtick is we need to bring the law. So that if you look at my objection to the tax system, it's money is being used illegally, and what I'm saying is we need to assert the rule of law. So exactly how somebody trying to assert the rule of law is a domestic terrorist, you don't know. But the reality is essentially what they're trying to build up to is a legal construct where anybody they want to go after for any reason, particularly who believes in freedom, they can. So it's basically, we can do whatever we want and there is no law, is my interpretation of what they wrote. They would argue with that, I'm sure. Hello, Catherine. I'm not sure if this is where to share articles. The link is top Israeli doctor warns unvaccinated not to expect compassion when needing medical treatment. Welcome to Dirtball. Let's see, there's another one. No shame, Israel and Pfizer want to vaccinate children 3 to 12 and are intentionally interfering in the FDA approval process in order to do so. Dr. Zelenko gave a presentation to the Jerusalem Health Ministry that's one of the finest I've seen yet. That and the Ryan Cole video are sort of the videos of the week. Somebody sent in a poster about if the people stand up, the game is over. Very good poster. Someone also sent in Gareth Icke's talk to the Canadian activist, Chris Skye. Then somebody recommended the music of Jacob Collier. We've had several of his videos on in the music of the week, and I'm sure we will again. I enjoy some of his stuff. Then someone sent how Russians crushed Moscow's vaccine passport plan in just 3 weeks. It's interesting. There's been quite a brouhaha over at the Saker website. The Saker's very pro-vaccination based on Putin's recommendations regarding the vaccination. And he's very supportive of Ron Oates' support of the vaccination. And I love Saker to pieces. I disagree with Saker. And if you look at what Ron Oates wrote, doesn't make any sense to me unless the guy's got a serious control file. So I can't tell what's going on and I don't want to guess. But it's, again, complete defiance of the science and pretty shocking. Saker's a good man and you don't always agree with people. I thought some of you might be interested in these. I've spent many years studying Isaiah from the Bible. Anyway, so they sent some verses from Isaiah. Isaiah is one of my favorite chapters. One of the ones I love about equity cannot enter. I've used that a lot, and it's in one of our prayer books. Then somebody posted a link on International Network of Lawyers. The COVID-19 crisis is a fraud, and those responsible will be sued. It's very interesting to notice the Doctors for COVID Ethics delivered a notice of liability to all the German doctors about 6 weeks ago. And lo and behold, we're getting reports that many, many doctors have dropped from the vaccination program, which is interesting. It just goes to show you. Then somebody again sent the link of Dr. Zelenko speaking to the rabbinical court in Jerusalem. Fabulous, fabulous. This presentation, the Zelenko presentation, the Ryan Cole presentation are just amazing. Okay, so that's it for this week. I think, you know, it's needless to say we're all approaching a fall, which is going to be very serious. And if you look at the physical ramifications of what is going on, we are dealing with a significant increase across society in toxicity levels and a lowering of immune systems that is going to cause tremendous havoc. But at the same time, we're also dealing with an implementation of the most frightening totalitarianism that has ever faced this planet, to my knowledge, because the technology permits something that is much creepier and more evasive. And I think that's why I keep saying to everybody, there's no way around this. There's no leaving where you are and going to a better place. You got to fight. And you got to finance the people who are fighting. So take a look at the Take Action crowdfund. Look at the people in your family who are fighting. Look at the people in your community who are fighting. Look at the people in your networks that are fighting. Look at all the people who are fighting and just do whatever you can do to help them. If you can go into your war room and pray, then pray for them. If you can write them a check, write them a check. If you can send them a note and say, you're great, keep going. Do whatever you can do to support the fighters, to be a fighter, and to, as C.J. Hopkins says, throw wrenches in the gear. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on Ask Catherine. And I would remind you again what I often say at the end of Salieri Reports. Don't ask if there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. If you look at what's going on around the world, we're up against a conspiracy. Conspiracies are how we create our future. So I said to somebody the other day, they were asking me about how we operated Solaria. I said, family first. We always, every team member will bend over backward to help another person whose schedule has been thrown up in the air because their family needs them. And, you know, we do a lot of juggling so that we can put family first. And he said, oh, so you're communists. And I said, no, we're a conspiracy. Big difference. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you next week.